Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic that's at the very foundation of life itself, the cell. You might be wondering, what's so special about cells? Well, every living organism, from a tiny bacterium to a towering tree, is built from the same fundamental compartment, the cell. This is really important, because it means that all life, no matter how simple or complex, shares a common building block. Now, let's think about what a cell actually is. A cell is the smallest unit that can perform all the essential life processes, like growth, metabolism, reproduction, and responding to stimuli. It's like a tiny factory, where all the necessary functions happen. And just like a factory, a cell has its own architecture and biochemical systems that make it work. You might be interested to know that the concept of cells has been around for a while. It all started with Robert Hooke, who first observed cork cells under a microscope back in 1665. Later, scientists like Matthias Schleiden and Theodor Schwann proposed that all plants and animals are made up of cells. And by 1858, Rudolf Virchow had figured out that every cell comes from a pre-existing cell. This was a major breakthrough, because it meant that cells can't just spontaneously appear from non-living matter. So, what are the key principles of cell theory? Well, there are three main pillars. First, all organisms are composed of one or more cells. Second, the cell is the structural and functional unit of life. And third, cells can only come from other cells through division. This is really important, because it helps us understand how life works, from the simplest bacteria to complex organisms like humans. Now, here's the interesting part, there are different types of cells, like prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells. Prokaryotic cells, like bacteria, don't have a nucleus or membrane-bound organelles. Eukaryotic cells, on the other hand, have a nucleus and membrane-bound organelles, which are like specialized compartments within the cell. And then there are plant and animal cells, which have their own unique features, like cell walls in plants and centrioles in animals. Let's take a closer look at some of the organelles within a cell. There's the endoplasmic reticulum, which is like a network of tubes and sacs that help synthesize proteins and lipids. The Golgi apparatus is like a post office, where proteins and lipids are modified, packaged, and dispatched to other parts of the cell. And then there are the mitochondria, which are like power plants, generating energy for the cell through a process called oxidative phosphorylation. As we explore the world of cells, you'll notice that there are many different organelles, each with its own unique function. There's the nucleus, which is like the command center of the cell, housing the DNA and coordinating gene expression. Lysosomes are like recycling bins, breaking down and digesting waste and foreign substances. And the cell membrane is like a selective barrier, regulating what comes in and out of the cell. Does this make sense so far? Let's think about it. Cells are like tiny factories, with different organelles working together to keep the cell alive and functioning. And just like a factory, cells have their own systems and processes that make them work. Now, let's summarize the key points. Cells are the basic units of life, and all living organisms are composed of one or more cells. There are different types of cells, like prokaryotic and eukaryotic cells, and each has its own unique features. Organelles within a cell work together to keep the cell alive, and understanding how cells work is essential to understanding life itself. I hope this explanation of cells has been helpful and engaging. Remember, cells are the foundation of life, and understanding how they work is crucial to understanding the world around us. So, keep exploring, and soon you'll be a cell expert.